It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaigne is away. I'm Steve Inskeep. More than 500 firefighters from across the country are helping to battle a massive wildfire along the border between Georgia and Florida. Donna Green Townsend, member station WFT, reports from Gainesville.
25-mile-an-hour winds on Monday lifted the smoke but worsened the fire, edging ever closer to the North Florida community of Lake City. At one point, it broke through a containment line. Division of Forestry spokeswoman Annalisa Winter says they're using every resource they can to keep the blaze away from homes.
We've got lines of metal and steel up and down this road waiting to help defend. If it jumps over, they'll plow it out. They're working there. The aircraft are working, so they're hitting it really hard with everything we have.
Monday night, about 300 residents filled a school board auditorium wanting to know just how much closer the fire will get. Diana Waters is worried about her sister and brother-in-law living in the forest near the fire.
They won't leave. He said he built that house with his two hands, and he's going to protect it with his two hands. So. Is 3/4 of a mile from their house.
National Weather Service forecasters say windy conditions will continue to challenge the firefighting efforts throughout the week. For NPR News, I'm Donna Green Townsend.